Chapter 2. Nothing Happens. When my heart was broken, nothing prepared me for the wallop to the gut that knocked me so far backward I thought it was yesterday. I was a total wreck. I got all sorts of advice from friends, drown yourself in work, but I couldn't concentrate. Don't worry, you'll meet someone else. But I wanted only him. Take care of yourself. Make sure to eat and sleep. But food was like garbage, and nights were one continuous nightmare. I tried reading every self-help book I could get my hands on, and although many of them made a lot of sense, once I closed the book, I was back on the couch, crying my eyes out. At around day 46 of the siege, I decided to throw away all his stuff. It was a hot, sticky Texas afternoon, and I was sweating and crying in equal measures as I took the trash down to the sidewalk. I stood on the curb with the garbage cans and found myself wondering if I could pretend to be trash, so maybe the garbage man would throw me away too. I did not want to go back in that house where every room was a room he was not in. My mind was in utter chaos, spinning out thought after thought. I would never love again. He was probably with his new girlfriend right now, laughing, kissing, feeling fabulous. They were not pretending to be trash, I was sure. This pain would never end. I was plagued by pictures of my future as a lonely old lady with a girl mustache who lived in a trailer with a lot of cats and unwashed teacups. This made me cry so hard that I had to sit down on the curb, right there on the street amid the trash cans. The torturous thoughts kept coming and nothing seemed to make them stop. I can't really explain what happened next. I heard a voice. Yes, I actually heard a voice say, but nothing is happening. In a flash, my tears and tormented thoughts dried up completely. I looked around. It was true. Absolutely nothing was happening. It was as though someone had turned off a super loud television set that had been on for so long that I had stopped noticing it. There was just silence. It was trash day in Austin, and a girl was crying. A warm wind was blowing. Some birds were flying overhead, and there were sounds of traffic in the distance. Nobody was taunting me. The happy couple was not parading about. My pathetic future was a made-up fantasy. Nothing was happening. All the painful and horrendous things I was imagining were not present, and I realized suddenly and completely that it was my thoughts, and only my thoughts, that were tormenting me. If I stopped my thoughts, the pain stopped. And so it had. For about 9 seconds. Then it all came flooding back. Although from that moment on, I understood one very, very important thing, perhaps the most important of all. Learning to work with the pain of a broken heart was about learning to work with thoughts, not about changing any kind of reality. Because in reality, right this second, now, nothing, in fact, is happening. I'll prove it. Wherever you are, take a look around you. What is actually occurring to you? Once you take your mind off your thoughts and bring attention to the room or wherever you are right now, what do you observe? If you see what I did, you'll notice that although people may be talking or the wind is howling or you're in your bed alone at night, what is happening is silence and stillness. You can return to this silence and stillness any time you want. In the thousands of times I've checked since that day, they were still there. This is pretty much always true. All you have to do is relax and look around. Try this. What is going on around here? The next time you feel a battle raging in your mind, whether it's between you and him, you and the future, you and yourself, or all of the above, grab pen and paper, or if you're sitting in front of your computer, open a blank document. Quickly as you can, write down 5 things you notice in your surroundings and be very specific. Use your eyes, ears, and nose. For example, if I were to do this right now, here's what would be on my list. 1. A glass of tea is to my right and it's still 2/3 full. 2. Out the window, it's still dark, but I think I see the first sign of sunrise. 3. The bed is unmade, but since I'm so recently out of it, I bet it's still warm under the covers. 4. A book, Maciek's Complete Explanation, is on the desk to my left. 5. My iPhone is charging in my computer. See? Not exactly the most artful observations you've ever read, but these are the things I notice when I first look up from where I am, which happens at this moment to be a room in a retreat center in Colorado. After you've made your quick draw list of 5 things, now make another list of 3 things in the environment, but this time take it a little slower. As you look at the environment you're in, try to notice 3 details you hadn't seen before. Here are mine. 1. The water bottle on my desk has a blue and green label. 2. There's a slate paint scrape on the wall by the closet door. 3. The heater makes a very low hum. Scintillating stuff, no? Well, that's the point. While a major drama is taking place in your mind, what is actually happening is not quite so exciting, which in this case is very good news. Coming out of your head and into your environment can help cut anxiety for a few moments, and in those moments you have a chance to regain equilibrium.